How China Engineers an Alternative Internet for Its People by Keen Chen. Every Tuesday and Thursday, Inkstone Explains unravels the ideas and context behind the headlines to help you understand news about China. Stretching along the entire border of mainland China is an invisible barrier dubbed the Great Firewall that keeps out information that the Chinese authorities deem inappropriate. Sites such as Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Inkstone are inaccessible in the mainland thanks to this metaphorical wall. The list of banned websites is ever expanding. While software to bypass this wall exists, the sophisticated system of censorship has become a powerful tool for the ruling Chinese Communist Party to strengthen its rule by limiting what China's 900 million internet users can read or say, managing social discontent, and silencing critics. And as Beijing seeks to promote its methods of control abroad, this model of internet governance could have global implications. How does the Great Firewall work? Operated by China's official internet watchdog, the Cyberspace Administration, the project that later became known as the Great Firewall was launched in 1998, 4 years after the country gained access to the internet. While the phrase Great Firewall is sometimes used to refer to all forms of internet censorship in China, this article explains, in particular, the country's use of censorship to block foreign web content. In the 2010s, the system gained notoriety abroad for blocking well-known foreign news sites and social media platforms, as well as Wikipedia. The Chinese authorities are able to prevent certain foreign websites from being accessed in China by controlling all 10 gateways between the Chinese network and global internet infrastructure, according to Thousand Eyes, a network monitoring company. The system allows Chinese authorities to redirect traffic to the wrong servers, blocking URLs, filtering data, and disrupting communications between computers, acting as virtual security guards, standing in between Chinese internet users and foreign websites. Although there are ways to circumvent the Great Firewall, such as using a virtual private network or VPN, only 29% of China's internet users have used VPN service in the last month, according to a 2020 survey by Global Web Index, a London-based market research company. The Chinese government routinely cracks down on VPN services, making it more difficult and costly for someone in mainland China to browse the internet freely. Hong Kong, a Chinese special administration region governed according to a one-country, two-systems arrangement, allows unfettered access to the internet. Which sites are blocked by the Great Firewall? While many countries filter illicit web content, such as child pornography, the Great Firewall is also used to block content that criticizes the ruling Communist Party or political opinion deemed destabilizing. For example, websites carrying information about the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown, anti-government protests in Hong Kong, or the surveillance and detention of Uyghur minorities in Xinjiang are often subject to censorship. Authorities also use a punishment system, blocking a domain for a short period of time if they run afoul of censors. Ultimately, China will block the site forever if the company does not acquiesce to demands. For example, YouTube was first blocked for 5 months in China from 2007 to 2008 after footage of protests in the Tibet Autonomous Region began circulating on the platform. It was blocked for good in March 2009 after Beijing denounced the site for hosting a fake video showing Chinese police beating Tibetans in Lhasa, the capital of the Tibet Autonomous Region in China. With access to many foreign websites blocked in the country, providers of domestic alternatives, such as Twitter-like Weibo, have become some of the most successful internet companies in the world. Over the years, many major English-language media have become inaccessible in China. The list includes the South China Morning Post, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, BBC, and The Guardian, among others. Notable organizations that are not blocked include Sky News, Fox News, and CNBC. What does the future hold for the Great Firewall? Not only are there no signs of the firewall coming down at home, but China is also actively promoting this system abroad. Several African countries, including Ethiopia, Tanzania, and Uganda, have adopted some of the censorship technology and practices by working with Chinese state-owned enterprises and government bodies, according to Freedom House, a U.S. government-funded organization focused on promoting human rights. In 2017, Tanzania's Deputy Minister for Communication, Edwin Nyonyani, expressed admiration for China's internet control and said the country would follow Beijing's path at a meeting sponsored by the government of Tanzania and China's internet regulator. Our Chinese friends have managed to block such media in their country and replaced them with their homegrown sites that are safe, constructive, and popular, said Nyon Yani. Citing the Arab Spring, he said that social media, if left uncontrolled, could help topple governments. In 2018, the Tanzanian government imposed a new set of sweeping regulations to police the internet. Content creators are required to get licensed and could be punished for posting banned material, including content that uses bad language or causes annoyance.